Save big on everything for your next project now at Menards. Breathe easier with Best Air Allergen Air Filters. They trap larger airborne contaminants to keep allergens out of your home, and they last up to 90 days. Save big on all Best Air products at Menards and refresh your home today. View our entire selection of air filtration products on Menards.com. Plus, check out our weekly flyer and find great deals happening this week.
Save big money at Menards.
What's unique about your body? You know, like, you don't think anybody else has it, whatever that might be. Let's start with Paula. Hi, Paula. Thanks for waiting. Paula's in Pennsylvania. What is unique about your body?
I have something called clinodactyly, where my pinkies are extremely bent at a weird angle.
Like, does it look like you're giving thumbs up on both sides of your hand?
No, it's more bent towards the inside. But,
does it feel like they're always in the way?
Well, you know what? I wouldn't know, Freebear, because, you know, you shook my hand at the Pennsylvania show just recently.
Did I freak out?
Yeah, was he grossed out by you?
Did he barf on you?
No, you didn't, but okay. I freaked out because it was during Dirty Charades, and you were doing Sex with a Stranger, pointing to me, and everybody on the show went, Sex with her?
Okay, well, I do remember that people dramatically misconstrued. I'm just because I didn't know you, right? So it was technically implying that, but yeah, that was very weird.
Yes,
Paula, I did not notice your pinkies at all. I had no idea.
Oh, we all did. We were all talking about them.
Yeah, it was the talk of the night.
Yeah, I know. You all were. Yeah.
Yes.
It's a family thing. My grandma had it. My brother has it. I have it.
Can you say again what it's called?
My niece. It's called clinodactyly. clinodactyly.
Dang. Guys, you won't believe it, but Tommy spelled that right on the call screener. That is amazing.
Oh, this is disgusting.
Oh, stop it.
Get this fixed immediately.
Paula, thank you. Steve's being rude.
He is. That is so rude.
Oh, look at these mongrel hands. Oh.
That might feel.
Look at this one.
That's much more. Okay, that one's
okay.
Not.
Oh, that one's
but
real pronounced.
Most of them are much more subtle than I would have ever imagined. I don't think I would ever. Now, Steve found one.
That's a hot dog finger.
It's like mini hot dogs,
it
right?
It does. It kind of goes.
Vienna sausages.
I bet people stick toothpicks in that finger all the time.
I'll have one.
Watch out at a cocktail hour, especially if you're a server holding up a tray. Oh, man.
Why would there be a hot dog at the bottom of the tray?
That would feel really weird. It might feel good when she's by herself, though. Who knows?
Yeah, you know, it's got a nice look.
A knuckle for fun.
Yeah, or if you got to pick something out of your ear, you get a good angle on that.
Yeah.
I almost tried to combine the word fun and knuckle.
That's a bad one.
I would not have. I think you still should.
Jocelyn joins us. Hi, Jocelyn.
Hello.
Hey.
What is unique about your body?
I have 17-year-old twins that were conceived 2 weeks apart.
Whoa.
They're called superfetation twins.
What?
They're technically not twins because they were conceived at two separate times. But
they're
twins. I don't know. It's weird. It doesn't happen very often. The doctor said I'm kind of like a dog because it happens in animals. It happens. I know. It's weird. I was like, thanks, doc. You're fine.
Cool. But what a bedside manner.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
But,
did he say medically, you're a bitch?
No.
I bet watching you nurse was wild.
Wait, were they born at the same time or was one born a couple weeks later?
No, they were born at the same time.
Oh.
One was considered premature and he was very small. He was very little, and his sister was full term. She was a big twin, but my son's lungs were slightly underdeveloped. He had to stay in the special nursery for a few days, but they were both fine. But it was weird. I was like, how is this possible? And he's like, well, your body dropped an ovary, an egg from your ovary, and then your other ovary decided, and it was fertilized, and then your ovary dropped another egg, And then that one was fertilized almost 2 weeks later. And I was like, okay, how does that happen? He's like, well, it doesn't happen very often. So
that's pretty wild.
Obviously a lot of prolific boning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Pretty much, yeah.
Jocelyn, thank you. And congrats on the twins.
Yeah, that's pretty wild.
That's pretty wild.
That is, yeah, that's, I knew that they could be conceived like within a couple of days, but a couple of weeks, that's.
Yeah, sometimes one's black, one's white.
Sometimes, yeah.
Yeah. Could,
that has happened.
Could it be? Yeah.
But it's also happened where the parents were of mixed race.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And I remember we did a story about that saying.
Where they truly were like fraternal twins.
I wish I had asked Jocelyn, but in her case, how does she know? Like, how would the doctor know? Because if you're, if you know that you're pregnant, like, why would you have any reason to think that it wasn't just regular twins?
They probably know at an ultrasound at some point with once they start advancing.
Doing the measurements
so
and stuff.
Yeah. You know.
Because one would track as premature.
Yeah. And when maybe they're on, you know, when they start off before the egg drops to into the uterus or whatever, if they're in opposite spots or who knows. I don't know. I'm no medical person.
Maybe
I'm
the second one had a small shirt on that said new.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
Just arrived.
Stupid.
Or they have those like, I'm going to be a big brother.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's probably what it was.
The one conceived first. We're dumb. Jody joins us. Hi, Jody.
Hey, how are you guys?
Good. Great. What is unique about your body?
So I have a couple of things. Probably more than a couple, but first I have twin toes. So my second and third toe next to my big toe are connected.
So you're like the fastest swimmer.
Oh, wow. Yeah. So you have like five toes, but four toes.
Well, they have a little slit in the top of it.
Okay. All right. So you have camel toes.
Yeah, kind of. My son, my brother, my mother, my grandmother, we all have it.
Okay, so you're all defective.
Are you inbred? Okay. Isn't that what happens?
Well, like, I hope not, but like, I am from Maine.
Like, on the area with a lot of dirt roads and Mountain Dew.
The state and family tree is both a pine in the state of Maine, so.
But my second thing is I have, which I was born with a cyst in my eye, which contains of teeth and hair particles.
No!
Oh, my gosh.
I've been waiting for you to drop that one on Steve the whole call.
You have teeth and hair in your eye?
So get them out.
Every time you blink, you feel hair and your teeth dragging. Oh, so like a bad BJ across the inside of your eyelid.
Eat a piece of pizza through your eye?
Oh, no.
No, it's a little white dot. But under a microscope, you can see teeth and hair particles.
Yeah. It's just like going, ah.
Like my twin that never grew.
Oh, my God.
Jody, that's thank you for wild. Sharing. That is excellent show code.
All right. Thank that you. Guys are awesome.
That's
have a good day.
One. That is really good, Steve. You really got ready with for her to gross you out with the cyst by saying, so, like, are you inbred?
It's a valid question.
Yeah.
Yeah. Somebody's got connected camel toe toes and then teeth and hair in their eye.
Not a normal thing.
There's some weird stuff happening.
Maylin, are you okay?
Yeah.
The teeth and hair thing, you all right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Tune out for a second.
Yeah.
I saw you go. It was like a curtain dropped in front of you, like, and Maitland is closed for the day.
Like the two worst things to have something in, either your teeth or your eye. She has teeth in her eye.
Yeah, it's like the Reese's peanut butter cup of bad.
It's terrible.